Okay. We are back. Day two, VentureTech 2023 podcast. We're a little worse for wear this morning, but we are good to go. And with us today is a very special guest. She's been the talk of the town here at VentureTech with the pickleball tournament last night. We're going to talk about that and a bunch of other stuff. We have Rion Horgan from Silver on the line, in person, in the flesh. Rion, hello.
Hi, welcome. Good morning.
How are you?
Great to see you.
Let's dive in on your why and your purpose. We're both passion guys, big time. What problems are you passionate about solving in the credit union space?
At Silver, we're really focused on supporting members over the age of 50 as they navigate retirement. And when I think about these members, they've been law-abiding, tax-paying citizens for a very long time. They've been paying into this system, Social Security, Medicare, taxes, and they have dreams about retirement. They want to buy an RV and travel the national parks. They want to spend time with their grandkids. They want to pick up that job that they really wanted. But none of that can happen unless they really understand how long their savings are going to last in retirement. And what I'm really passionate about is making retirement achievable for every member, making members confident about the decisions that they're making, and really helping the credit union guide the members through this journey. There's a series of high stakes, high consequence decisions that members will make, and they want to make it with someone they trust. And this is where a credit union gets a layup. You're in their community. You've been with them for a long time. Take them on this journey at a moment in time where they're feeling very exposed, and you can really help them make life-altering decisions that impacts the next 20 to 30 years of their life.
Did something happen personally to you that made you passionate about this? Because I'm seeing the statistics about retirement, and I'm probably never going to be able to achieve retirement the way that my grandparents did. So did something happen to you, or did you see something happening trend-wise?
Yeah, I mean, there was two things. There was a personal moment, and then there was like an observation of what I saw happening. So the personal moment was I had worked at JP Morgan for almost 20 years. And so when my parents got ready to retire, they started asking me questions just because, like, I was the finance gal in the house. And even though I had worked in wealth management, a lot of the clients I had worked with were actually quite wealthy. So I actually hadn't spent a lot of time thinking about Social Security and Medicare. And my dad started asking me questions about Social Security. Like, I did the Google search, end up on the Social Security website, can't find what I'm looking for. Go to Barnes & Noble, buy a 300-page book. And I'm like, 300 pages? And I'm like, I can barely keep my eyes open as I'm reading this book. This is super complicated. And I'm like, why do you need to be like a mathematician to understand like this foundational retirement savings program, which you have been paying into? So that I knew was wrong. Our members have paid into this system. They've done what they're supposed to do. And it shouldn't be that only actuaries who are members can figure it all out. And I knew just because I'd worked at JP Morgan that we could use technology to solve this. I think the thing that really struck me, though, when I went to talk to Americans, so we started doing a lot of user research, because one of the things you learn very early on as a founder is like you have an idea, but you could be totally wrong. So you need to go out and like validate. This kind of goes to your comment, which was we actually started talking to a lot of folks that were caregivers in their 50s, taking care of mom and dad in their 80s. And as we were talking to these caregivers, they said, look, what's really interesting here is that I'm spending a lot of time as a caregiver taking care of mom and dad's health in particular, but one of the things I've realized is that my retirement won't look anything like theirs. I don't have the amazing long-term care insurance policy they have. I don't have a pension. I haven't been able to save as much. I don't have retiree healthcare benefits from my company. And it was this aha moment for me, which is this is the first generation of Americans that are retiring en masse, without pensions, without employer health care, without access to affordable long-term care insurance. And as a society, we have a real challenge here. We flipped the switch 25 years ago from pensions to 401ks. It was a big experiment. The experiment's still open as far as whether it's working from a savings perspective. But now we got this first generation that has to fund their own retirement. And so their biggest fear is running out of money in retirement. Wow, it's a huge burden. I equate it, like when I thought about like the psychology, I equate it to being unemployed for 25 to 30 years. If you've been unemployed for any period of time, you know what that did to your mental health and how anxious you probably were. Imagine being unemployed for 25 to 30 years and not and knowing that you cannot get back in the workforce if something goes wrong.
It's terrifying. I love the mission. And when I first met you, I think you had a boa of money around your neck. Was it at DeCuso?
Yeah, VentureTech.
And you just started winning everywhere you went with all these different pitch competitions. And I'm like, what do they do? What is going, whatever they're doing, it's really resonating strongly with the movement. So for the listeners, how do you guys specifically take me through the member journey from a credit union that has partnered with you guys? What does that look like? How is what you guys do different from what else is out there?
So we'll talk about the member experience, then we'll also talk about the credit union experience. So at the heart, the member experience, this is a digital personalized experience that guides a member through retirement. And when I say digital, we can spin up a website in 2 days on our side for any credit union. You get me your logos and hex codes and we can have it up and running in a couple of days. We're also embedded in platforms like Jack Henry and Alchemy, so we can deliver through online banking. The member, when I say personalized, what the member finds when they go to Dr. Google is they get lots of generic answers that often may not answer their specific questions. So we've built a retirement education platform that's really personalized to the member. They give us about 12 pieces of data. We pair it with 10,000 other data points, taxes, cost of living, Medicare costs, Social Security. We give them this retirement score that tells them how long their savings will last. We help them understand that, look, if your score looks like it's an 85, but you feel like women in your family live until you're 95, we then guide you through the choices you should think about making that will make your money last longer. And then when you want to do your research, we have a library of over 800 lessons on every topic you could think about: Social Security, Medicare, taxes, where to live, all that fun stuff. But what's different is that we're taking the data we know about you and we're getting you the right information. So if you come into the experience and you tell us that you're a divorced woman who's 55, wants to retire when she's 62, she's going to see classes like Social Security benefits for divorced individuals. She's going to see a class on pre-retirement healthcare because she's going to probably need to take ACA before Medicare. That will be different than a married couple that comes in who are 65. And so what we're delivering is personalized education that meets the member where they are. And the goal is help them build confidence to make these decisions. On the other side, for the credit union, we are collecting this treasure trove of data that helps us predict when members are going to be making some of their biggest financial health decisions of their lifetime. This is data that's not in your core. It's things like when you're electing Social Security. Why does a credit union care when a member is electing Social Security? Because that's when they switch direct deposit from W-2 to Social Security. I bet most of the credit unions that were listening don't actually run targeted marketing campaigns to capture that direct deposit. But it's a 30-year direct deposit. Isn't that something you want to keep?
That's some liquidity.
Yeah. And so we know they elect between 62 and 70, but we actually know because they're interacting with our tools and calculators that Sally is electing when she's 66 and Bob is electing when he's 62. And that's an example of data. Another example is retirement rollovers. When we look at the data that we have in the platform today, about 50% of those assets are going to move in the next 3 years. 50%. And by the way, that's we're tracking $21 billion of assets right now. So it was over $10 billion. And our first 10 partners, that's going to move in the next 3 years. And we know that because we know the member's retirement date. So what happens around retirement is that members consolidate their accounts. My dad had 8 different financial providers going into retirement. That's actually pretty common. They weren't all 8 like his primary, right?
Sure.
He had a bunch of spaghetti.
Right.
But he consolidated from 8 to 2 in that kind of transition into retirement. A lot of credit unions are focused on wealth transfer. What I would say to you is if you're not part of that 8 to 2 consolidation and you end up as being one of the two, you've lost the wealth transfer opportunity already.
Yeah.
Serve the member, capture those rollovers. And then another example, I have to say right now, rates they're higher than they've been the last couple of years.
Right.
And so you've seen a lot more rate sensitivity from a younger member. But if you were 65 and your retirement dream is to buy an RV and do the national parks, travel around, you're not going to wait 10 years to buy that RV. What you are going to do is you're going to shrink from the 40-footer to the 24 Mini Winnie, but you still are going to borrow. And so what's fascinating about this age demographic is they're actually less rate sensitive than younger demographics because they don't have as much time on their side to wait. So they're going to alter what they're buying. They're going to buy a different type of car or a different RV or a different boat, but they're still going to buy it and they're not going to actually buy it. They're going to borrow. So as you think about 2024, it's okay, so who are you marketing to your lending products?
Right.
Your rate-sensitive members or your less rate-sensitive members?
It's so interesting, and I love what you've done. I mean, you've taken data and you've combined it, right, with this incredible need for liquidity, which is what credit unions so desperately need, and you're showing them something that's right in front of their face, which they're probably just not even thinking about. So I think that's huge. Pivoting to the last question, why venture tech? There are so many freaking events now. I mean, you look at the LinkedIn feed and you're like, oh my God, there's 3 things going on right now that everybody's at. what attracts you to venture tech? Why do you see the value here?
Venture tech is this very special place in our heart because we won venture tech 2 years ago. And it was this really amazing moment for us of realizing that we had amazing technology and we had finally met the partner that had the members of the right age demographic that had trust and that deeply believed in financial wellness. And so there was this amazing marriage that happened 2 years ago between Silver and the credit union space. When I think about like why we're here this year, we're thrilled that we have a whole bunch of our existing customers that are here. So it's great to be able to see our existing customers and then also to be able to share the story of what we've learned with these early partners. I think as a founder, you need those early partners to help you iterate your product. So all the data platform I've talked about wasn't around when we won venture tech. We started working on that a year ago based on feedback from our early partners. And so this is where we're looking for that next set of partners who is going to help us in a year's time. You come back and tell you, like, here's all the cool things we built this year based on feedback that we got. What I love about venture tech is you have a group of credit unions here that actually are more likely to want to like iterate with you and do pilots and try new things. And that is how we're going to kind of lift up this whole ecosystem, but ultimately provide better outcomes for members.
I love it. Rian Horgan, Silver, it's been fun to watch the meteoric rise in the movement. I think it's inspiring for a lot of the other fintechs that are here as well, that this is a great path to be on. And if you work hard enough and make the right moves, you can host pickleball tournaments and do all kinds of fun stuff.
Exactly. And Jonathan, I hope if you can like pencil us in for next year, we'd love for you to host again.
Thank you for coming on the show. It was wonderful. And thanks for the work that you guys are doing because you're really making a difference.
Thanks so much, Jonathan. We appreciate your support.
All right. Take care.